For more than two decades, Wisconsin's gas tax has been indexed to inflation. That means when the cost of living goes up, so does the state's gas tax. It's happened almost 20 times since 1980, for a total increase of 11 cents per gallon. Wisconsin Taxpayers Alliance Director Todd Berry says what lawmakers often ignore when they decry the automatic increase is that other taxes have gone up by more.
Yes, it's unlegislated, but let's at least put it in a larger context that since the gas tax started being adjusted automatically, income and sales tax collections and property taxes have all risen faster than the gas tax. So let's just keep this in perspective.
Berry says there are still those who feel it's fundamentally wrong for the state to increase any tax without voting on it. These lawmakers often come from opposite ends of the political spectrum. He says some don't like taxes in general, and some don't care for the expanding highways the gas tax pays for. Berry says a much larger group of lawmakers falls somewhere in between.
And they know that if the gas tax is not adjusted annually, that they're going to have to vote those adjustments annually. And I think they'd rather not do that.
Berry points out that lawmakers can still vote to adjust the gas tax if they want to. They've done that six times since 1980 for a total increase of 12 cents per gallon. That's more than has resulted from the automatic increase. At about 30 cents per gallon right now, Wisconsin has one of the highest gas taxes in the nation by some measures, but its vehicle registration fees are lower than they are elsewhere. Also, Wisconsin does not charge an additional sales tax on gasoline, an approach taken by Illinois and Indiana, among other states. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.